Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Nicole joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Nicole. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're great.
Yeah, doing really well. What are you now? What's going on? Are you having an issue with somebody that you're close to?
Yeah. So I just need to know, you know, am I wrong?
Okay.
I got in a fight with my boyfriend recently.
Oh, no.
We're still in the fight, yeah. Because I had some car trouble,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't like how I handled the situation.
How did you handle the situation?
Well, okay, so I don't know anything about cars, first of all. I was grocery shopping, and when I came out of the store, I got to my car and it wouldn't start, and I thought, you know, like maybe it was the battery. I nothing I did was working.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do, right?
Okay.
So I called somebody that knows a lot of cars, who also happens to be my ex. So I called my ex-boyfriend, asked him, you know, like if he could help me out, and when I got done talking to him, I called my current boyfriend and was like, hey, you know, like, I'm having car trouble, blah, blah, blah. So he shows up at the grocery store that I was at, and he sees that my ex is there currently working on my car.
What? You didn't tell him that you called your ex?
Also, no. Why did you call your ex? I'm confused.
Yeah, that too.
Well, he knows so much about cars, and even if he just had some tips on the phone or something that I could try, and
right.
he was just being really sweet, and he like showed up and, you know, was like, no, you know, like I'll help you out. And
right.
It was really nice, actually, and I didn't think it was a big deal, but he did not like that I called him.
Your current boy. What's your current boyfriend's name?
Eric.
All right, let's call Eric. What's going on?
Obviously, he didn't like it.
Yeah, really.
Hello?
Eric.
Yeah?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm okay. Who's this?
Eric, it's Mark K. and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi.
Hi. Why are you calling me?
Ah.
What's going on?
Excellent question. We also have Nicole on the phone, your girlfriend.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, babe, what are you doing?
I just want to clear something up about our fight.
Yeah, she told us you were upset with her because she called her ex-boyfriend when she was having car trouble at the store, and you were upset with that.
Oh, you think? Yeah, I'm upset with that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Why were you upset? You know, obviously. But you, in your own words, tell us what you felt.
Well, I mean, first of all, why call your ex-boyfriend? Why not call me? Why do we even need to explain that? You don't call your ex-boyfriend when you have a problem. You call your current boyfriend. That's what you do. Give me the chance to be the man for you. Don't call your ex-boyfriend. That doesn't make sense, baby. I told you this. And why would you get me on a radio station to explain this?
Okay, Nicole, why?
Where are we going?
Yeah. Oh, field trip. Nicole, let me ask you this question. Why was it that you didn't call Eric?
Well, I mean, it's not... Okay, first of all, babe, I told you this. It's not like I called my ex because I missed him, I wanted to see him or anything. He just knows a lot about cars, and babe, you don't know anything about cars.
Ooh.
And so I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just like, I don't understand. It seems so logical to me. Like, you know, if you have a problem with your lights or whatever, you call an electrician if you lose power. If your water pipes burst, you call a plumber. Like, it just, those things.
Is your ex-boyfriend a mechanic?
No, but he knows so much about cars.
See, there it is, right there.
Okay, all right. All right, hang on 1 second. maybe she sabotaged her car so she could see her ex-boyfriend again. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Nicole had some car trouble, and instead of calling her current boyfriend, Eric, who's also on the phone with us, she called her ex-boyfriend because he knows, quote, a lot about cars. Eric, noticeably upset by that, right, Eric? Because you wanted to come to her rescue, basically.
Of course, that's what I'm there for.
Right. And Nicole, you just felt that he knows nothing about cars, so why not call the one guy who does, your ex?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal. It seemed logical.
Yeah, but now it turns out it is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bigger deal than I thought it would be.
three. You don't have any exes who are marriage counselors. You know what? Never mind. 340-9595. Alyssa, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What'd you want to say?
It's completely and totally disrespectful. She should have never called without her boyfriend knowing first. She's in a relationship with her boyfriend, not her ex.
Right. Definitely. Even if he's really good with cars, though.
Well, he can call his ex who's really good with cell phones. That doesn't make it right. You know?
Yeah,
women are very territorial. And she wouldn't have appreciated it if he went to his ex before asking her something.
Right, that was just going to say that. Like, she would probably be so pissed if he did that.
That is true.
Well, it's completely unfair. You're in a relationship with
right.
somebody. Communication is supposed to be open.
If he had, like, a shoulder cramp and he called his ex-girlfriend to give him a massage because she's really good at massages.
She's a massage therapist.
Yeah.
this can go 100 different directions.
No, you're right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate good, great point. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of traffic.
Oh, you and everybody else listening to the radio right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Where are you in the middle of traffic?
I'm actually about to get off of Butler, so I'm about to get out of it.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations. Great. Awesome. In the meantime, while you're exiting traffic, tell us what you think about this situation.
I honestly think she's in the wrong. I agree with Eric. I think that was honestly unacceptable. As a girl's standpoint, if I break up with an ex-boyfriend, I don't care if he's a millionaire. I would never call him and ask for help. I always, like, think of my boyfriends or ex-boyfriends as, you know, I don't ever want to speak to them. Some
right.
of them I'm friends with and, you know, I'm okay with. But I think that was just wrong. He was a mechanic. It'd be a different story, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, she didn't even tell him.
Yeah. No, I'm wrong at all. I see. I get your point 100%. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Amira. Hi, Amira. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your take?
I think she's completely wrong. 100% she's in a wrong.
100%.
Why she called ex-boyfriend for that problem with the car? She got the nice guy. Did you hear him? He said, give me a chance to be man for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of game she play? What is that?
I know.
Yeah, it sounds like she kind of has a thing for her ex still, like, or else she wouldn't be calling him.
Yeah. I hate it like that. Girls try to make a jealous your boyfriend. Why you with him? You play games. Girl, you make a boss from jealous or... But now I hated it. She's completely
broke. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I know.
Hey, thanks so much
for
calling.
You really couldn't. She has a cool accent.
We really appreciate it. Yeah. Jennifer from Middleburg, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Great, Jennifer. What do you think about this weird scenario where she called her ex-boyfriend to help when her car broke down?
I think she's 100% wrong.
100%.
100%. Think if the situation was reversed. If he was having a problem with the situation and called an ex-girlfriend, she probably would have lost her mind.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I would. I mean, it's just unnecessary. Like, there's no point. You could call so many other people.
If she used every resource and called him and called everybody she knew and that was her only option to call him, that would have been fine. But the fact that she called him first,
Or like if she broke down right in front of his house and went and knocked on his door. Although that'd be creepy because that would just look like she was stalking him.
100%.
Yeah, never mind. I take that back. Hey, thanks so much for calling. 340-9595. Hey, sorry. I was just driving by your house and my car broke down. Can you come in the back seat and help me? Hey, Tom from Jack's Beach. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guy?
Nothing much, Tom. What'd you want to say?
Subconsciously thinking of how good he was at tuning up her car in the past, and she's ready to bring the car in for a 50,000-mile tune-up, you know, rotate the tires, change the oil and the plugs.
This is like a euphemism, right? This is like a...
Absolutely.
A metaphor. I get it.
There you go, Mark.
I get it.
Get rid of her.
Yeah. Wow. That's right. Let me check out the undercarriage. I see what you're doing. I get it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Jake from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mark?
We're doing great, Jake. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that this man is completely in the wrong. All right. If my car broke down and we were together for a while, we shared a great relationship, I would, assume that we could still rely on each other to have him come and pick me up.
So you think she's okay to call her ex?
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Wow, you're about the only one.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Donnie from St. Augustine.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, Donnie. What's your take?
My take on it is if he was having trouble in bed, would it be okay for Eric to call his ex-girlfriend a professional prostitute?
Wow.
Is his ex-girlfriend a professional are there amateur prostitutes?
I don't know the details about that topic.
Hey, baby, I'm having trouble in bed, so I'm going to call a hooker. I think that would be a little different.
I think it's a little different, yeah.
Wow. Steve from Jack's Beach, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Steve. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, first off, I think most guys know a little bit about cars. If you want to call one of them, you should probably call your current boyfriend. If you're calling your ex, I think he's probably still on your mind. You're thinking about him. And number one, you didn't tell him that you were going to call your ex to help you out. And then number two, after you had already called your ex to come help you out, you're on the phone with your current boyfriend, and you still didn't tell him.
Right.
I mean, come on. That's just so disrespectful.
No, yeah. I think you're right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. This is Steven. Hi, Steven. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What'd you want to say, buddy?
He's totally wrong.
He's wrong.
Is he that insecure that he thinks she's going to go back out with her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, and leave him? I still talk to a lot of my ex-girlfriends.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
We're friends. Mm. It just didn't work between us. It doesn't make a difference. I mean, we still go to bars with my wife. I mean, it's still fun.
You and your wife and your ex-girlfriends go to bars?
Yeah. Wow. Her ex-boyfriend was my best man at the wedding.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
All right. Where do you live, Steven?
Middleburg.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I was thinking maybe he lived in a small town where there's only like 7 people.
eventually. So we need some friends.
Everyone dates everybody.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.